Thank you for joining us today. Brother Freedom was very, very suddenly anointed by the Holy Ghost today, and we received a wonderful word from heaven. Brother Freedom has been going through some physical difficulties. He had an old neck injury, and he fell a couple of months ago, and we think his neck got re-injured. I don't know exactly what the details are, but he's been going through a lot of testing and pain, and the Lord's touched him at times, and so today he came and he wasn't feeling really well, but God encouraged him to come. And the Spirit of God came upon him in a wonderful way. I hope you'll listen to the entire recording because there's something special there for you from the Lord. God bless you. We hope it's a beautiful day wherever you are. It is here. And we're thankful for God's goodness, His faithfulness, His love. Aren't you glad there's a wonderful Creator? Father, we just praise you. We glorify you. We thank you. Oh, we want to see you. We want to be qualified for heaven. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you that you brought Brother Freedom here this morning. And Lord, you've given him a message. We pray that you'll pour that message through him from heaven. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Mike is going to come and read some scripture for us.
This is Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Then Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 19, says, Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, Peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Pray for the service, too.
Father, we pray for your touch upon this service. You are our great God. You're the wonderful one, Lord, and we rely on you in all things. We need your touch today and your anointing, Lord, upon each and every one of us and upon the listeners out there, Lord, that we would receive from you words from heaven. Lord, and we pray you would pour those words through Brother Freedom right now. We pray for your Spirit to be upon him mightily, Lord, and to help him to stand up under this physical difficulty that he's having, Lord God, and pray that you would work through him in spite of it, Lord. Strengthen him with your might and your power in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. For I say to my people, rejoice, rejoice because you have life. You got a supernatural strength. You've got vitality. You've got an inheritance that fades not away. I say you should rejoice, my people. You should rejoice because you do not have to worry I say, my children, fret not, for I am your father, and I will take care of you. And I sent my son, and through his life you received this inheritance, you received this gift of life, and I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. My eyes are on you constantly, and I'm aware where thou goest and what thou sayest. Remember, I'm here to touch my people, my beloved, and I'm going to shelter thee, I'm going to protect thee, I'm going to guide thee. If thou shalt seek me, ye shall surely find me, saith the Lord. You know, the Father is very special in many settings, but our Father is beyond description. Our Father has made this whole world, and where we are is not by happenstance. The Lord has known us from the time that we was in the womb of our mothers. And Father, we thank you for that life that you give us. And Lord, if that life can go on and live like that baby that comes out when we was young, we grew to manhood, to womanhood, and we grew to knowledge and all the steps that we take through life. And Father, we know that's the same route that we take spiritually. We have to literally start in the first grade. We have to start from A, and we have to start from that point that leads us to eternal life. And I praise you this day. I thank you this day that you're very special. You know, I want to say that today that the Bible says, lay not your treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt. You know, everything in this world, everything falls apart sooner or later. Even the highest buildings, most of them after years, they'll deteriorate. Everything this earth crumbles. It loses what it once had. And that's the way life is. We're all past this way. All the animal life, all the grass, the trees, the very air recycles. And everything that's on this earth recycles. It's set there for a time and it's gone. And that's the way we are. But everything on this earth was set here for man himself. The Garden of Eden started out and it was a beautiful garden. But sin came in that picture, and God had to throw man and lady and the woman out of the garden. There's only one thing that God hates. You know, he loves. But there's one thing he hates is sin. Sin, the Father cannot look upon this. We can't imagine how holy the Lord is. He is holy, holy, holy. But he allowed sin to be birthed in this world that mankind could be tested for a season of their life if they could either choose him or choose the way of this world. By choosing him, you receive a strength from on high that's different than you can imagine because you're living in a natural world, but your strength comes out of a supernatural calling, a supernatural acquaintance, a supernatural blessing that comes from heaven. That supernatural, you got to keep working at that to keep it coming in your life that you might have, like in a bank, if you don't never put nothing in the bank, you have nothing to draw out. And this, we do day by day as we send up love, we send up different values day by day into our account that becomes in our account. Souls that you run across you and you help them. He don't give a one cup of water that God does not see it. There's nothing that we do it's out of view from heaven. And when you're his child, he sees all you do. He's going with you day by day. He's seeing every action. He sees what you think. He sees what you desire. And all of our things that we think are so private, they're not private. Because the Lord knows our very thinking. He knows our very thoughts. He knows my head right now is hurting. And he's very aware of all these things. He's very careful. The Bible says he will not put any more upon us than we're able to bear. So in this pathway, there's crosses that Jesus had to take up that cross. He took that cross by him coming on that cruel cross. It took his life. And by him shedding his blood upon that cruel cross, that all these things could come to pass. They could not come to pass until the time of Jesus' death. It didn't start when Jesus was out feeding the multitudes, when he was going through all the things, when Peter and James and John was fishing and all these things were taking place. You know, it happened when Jesus gave us at the very time of his decease from the world, he came into heaven's range and he set captivity free. He set gifts to those that needs gifts. He need He restored things to life that was never brought to life until his death. In receiving that, we as God's children, we have to die out, basically, spiritually. There's been a lot of people that have died out. There's been lots of, and that's why I thought about cremation. You know, there's people that talk about cremation. Well, lions have eaten lots of saints. And those, they're just been dispersed out. And there's not one saint that those lions have. They're gonna be in heaven. And they're gonna have a crown. And they're gonna be really somebody. Can you imagine a lion being able to take you and destroy you? But yet, all those fragments and he's dissolved in his stomach. You're gonna live again. You're gonna be with him. And he's already living before you get there. But one day you're gonna come back and take that old body and you'll be restored to a vessel of praise. Can you imagine, my children? He can imagine what God has for us. He wants to restore us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to forgive us that we might walk in harmony with God the Father, God the Son, and we might be a vessel of praise. That we might let our light so shine, that we might be a vessel of honor, that we'd be a vessel that God say, that's my child. Aren't you proud of that one? That one, my beloved, they're really doing what I wish. We're make the Lord's heart happy when we please him, when we want to live for him. But when we get out here and say, I don't need to do this, I don't need to do that, you know, God sees it too. He don't need to help us. He helps us. He makes the chapter of Matthew, he says, he makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. That sun comes up every day. The harvest comes through, and that one that is unjust, he gets his food off this land. And there's not one product that we eat that goes into our bodies that has to come from the substance of this land. God made all this that we would be a balanced people, that we could take and grow grain, and we could grow rice, we could fish for fish, and we could even go for venison, whatever it is, and there, whatever we need, and they surpass our bodies in such a way that we live a normal life through the remainder of our time on earth. God's provided for us daily. He thought it out. He thought this all out. Mankind have put him in a box and says, we have came from monkeys. We come to these things. But we know that's a lie because God has the perfect plan. And that perfect plan is for man, that man might one day end up living with him in heaven. That one day that man will live in heaven, that woman will live in heaven, and they'll be able to receive that strength, that blessing forever. And they'll be on fire. They'll be walking in victory. And they'll not lose their crown. They'll walk in power. They will walk in doing the will of God. God is not slack concerning his promises. It's something God's slackness, but his long suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. What a wonderful God. We have a wonderful God. Hey, wonderful God. He is so special. He's with you every, remember, God is with you every step of your way. He's not left you. As I had that stroke and how I woke up, I can say truthfully, God knows my heart. I was not afraid. I could not move. I was just but I was not afraid. I was so happy. I was happy. And people thought I was drunk. I was so happy. I was happy because God's blessing. He gives us a supernatural strength. He gives us a supernatural strength. He pardons us. He blesses us. He upholds us, uplifts us. And you know what? God spoke to my heart, says, lo, I'll be with you. And I said, yes, I know you'll be with us always. That's for promise to everybody. Lo, you'll be with us always. He says, you know, I know that. And I said, the Lord says, well, I have something else for you. Your time is about to begin. My time was about to begin. All up to that point was all basically as a practice. It was a practice all that time before that. Practice going to the jail. Practice doing this. It's a practice that I was doing for the supernatural strength right now, that I'm doing things, I'm seeing heaven this very second. It's glorious. There's wonderful rewards. There's going to be and many things that's going to happen. And what we as God's children need to remember, that we need to walk in the Spirit. If we start getting out of the Spirit, then we're going to be attacked by the things of the enemy. I'll tell you this week, I can tell you that I have had encounter with the devil. He's terrible, but he lost out. We're more than conquerors with him. But I'm wanting to say out there, if you cannot stand strong, you're going to be a victim from him. You're going to be a victim out there. You need to have that special place it's going to take by engaging yourself the Lord Jesus Christ day by day. And with that strength, you'll do a supernatural blessing. You'll walk victoriously in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. When God saved my child, I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of you. Enter into thy reward. There's going to be great rewards. When we go to the bank, we expect our bank account to multiply in time. It does for the natural man. But you know, I have to say that I've got a retirement fund, a little small, but I've got one, and I thank God for it. But I didn't lay up for myself treasures in this world. You know, when we get started, even the Christian, they want to get out here and have big cars, big stuff, big motorboats, big planes. What I'm saying, it may be all right, but what a profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul. Do these things to take out your sensitivity, your senses, how close you are to the Lord? Anything that would detour my relationship with God, I must leave it alone. I got to seek that higher priority. I have to seek that blessing that comes from involving myself in God the Father. In that closeness, it takes when no one knows what's going on, only me and them. And you can have that out throughout the world. You can have that closeness with God that He'll walk weird sides. It says, can two walk together unless they walk in agreement. You just have a, God's not going to walk with you unless you can walk with Him. I remember when I used to walk and God would come down every day and speak to my heart so special. Told me about New Orleans, what is going to happen there and all these things that I knew 6 months before it ever happened. God's wonderful and He wants you to have that supernatural special place with Him. You learn that by encountering and inquiring for Him. Say, Lord, I want to know You. I want to live for You. And you start by living for the Lord, desiring not to just make it into heaven, but having a count when you get in heaven. Many people, when they try to get in heaven, there's nothing in their account. You got anything for John Doe? No, there's no, I don't see nothing in your account. Well, you know, I was down there, and I prayed for this. He said, no, you work as a iniquity, I know you not. See, we don't get into heaven by walking in the wrong, without the right spirit. You can have a form of godliness. You can put up church buildings after. I seen it yesterday. This mosque up here, it's got their thing, but it's not the Lord. But I see a lot of other churches that I'm not sure how much they have either. If they don't have the Spirit and they're not alive in God, they're just like nothing. We have to have the Spirit of God. Our spirit has to maintain a level that keeps us on fire day by day. We need to lay aside every weight and sin that's so easy to set us, and we might run that race with patience. We might be wise as serpent, but harmless as a dove. We need to be wise as a serpent. That means the enemy, he is very wise. We need to take that part because we need to be wise also. We need to serve God. We need to serve Him for our heart. We must walk victorious this day. We must walk in liberty from God the Father. God, and we must suit up. We must be clothed with the Spirit of God that we be alive. Hallelujah. We must be partakers of the inheritance of faith done away. In Thessalonians, it talks about this. There's going to be times when they'll say, when's the Lord coming? He says He's going to come as a thief in the night. When they say peace and safety, sudden destruction. So it says in 2 Thessalonians, it warns, and that warning should be right out. That sign, when you start going down the freeway, and they got these, there's been a wreck, an accident, they have signs out, be cautious, be aware. But those signs are being up this day, through America, through the world. My coming is soon, and my people, you need to be ready. You need to be on fire. You need to have victory this day. You need to have a purpose this day. You must walk in my direction, for I shall keep thee this in the hour. For I say, no man shall be saved after that time. And I say, the world is very close to that time now, and they must prepare. You, God's people, throughout the world that's hearing this voice today, you must prepare. You must be ready. Brother Freedom is not having it easy either. I can't even turn my neck. I'm kept my head straight while I'm this best. But you're going to have it. God's going to protect you. He's going to guide you. He's going to keep you. The hour of temptation, that hour is coming when no man can be saved. It's time that you're going to receive your rewards. We're going to receive our rewards. Are you ready to receive your reward? Are you ready, dear sir, to receive that reward you have? Madam, are you ready for your reward? Whatever you are, grandmother, grandfather, Are you ready for your reward? Are you ready for your reward? Whatever you live, are you ready for your reward? I say my coming soon. Be prepared for my coming soon, saith the Spirit of God. My people must be alive this day. They must walk in victory. They must walk in my purpose, and I'll bless them. I say, my people, wake up. Wake up. Wake up, because I say there's a time coming when there's going to be a time that time is no more. Be prepared. Be ready. The hour cometh when no man can be able to buy nor sell. When I close out, there shall be still many on this earth. And they're going to see troubles in perilous times, but I say they won't be able to buy. They won't be able to get no more of my Spirit. My Spirit will be gone. And everything they do from then on will be in vain. It'll be trouble. And I say they'll just have to endure as long as you can live. Because they know that the people in that time are going to be eternally judged. What a terrible time for those that miss the coming Lord, for His coming is soon. I say, my people, be prepared. Be ready. Be prepared, said the Spirit of God. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We had a special move of the Holy Spirit. Even Brother Freedom is very surprised and blessed. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.